This call is being recorded.
I have been excited about speaking to you. Even was going to speak a little earlier, but decided to wait until today. I know that my partner, Sananda, will be speaking with you next week, as well as others. And this was my time to spend with this group. For this is an important group to us. All that we have been talking about is now. You can read across the headlines across the world. Spent much time today speaking about all of this. And yes, some of this has been behind closed doors, beyond your eyesight, beyond your earshot, beyond what you could imagine. And we are excited because this is unfolding now. It is starting now, and it is moving forward. Everything that my beloved has spoken to you of is now. And we know that as this unfolds for you in seeming small doses, that you can see that it is actually large things that are happening, large things that are taking place. And each of you has that opportunity to be the creative one, to be in charge of your own existence. For you are one cell in all of the many on this planet. You are one who is making new pathways. You are one who is turning new pathways to learn more about yourself and about others. You're proud that you are keenly listening in to those upon the planet, withholding judgment, allowing each to find its way. I am here to assure each of you that you are doing this perfectly, that you are doing what you have come to do perfectly. We know that there are many questions you can have, but if you know that you are doing this perfectly at the right time and the right place, and that everything you do takes all to the highest, know that you have done it well. Next week's call will have new news for you. We'll have new opportunities for you to begin to get involved. All of these are things which you have known for years. You have felt in your bones for years. And now finally, they're present in your world. Take your time to get the rest you need. Take your time to examine the pathways that are opening for you. Councils will be opening shortly and calling for you to come to serve. All of these are things that we know because we know with whom we are working. So today I just give you great blessings and great love, and know that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here to assist you and here to tell you that things are about to shift here greatly. The old paradigm is coming to an end. It is not there yet. It is not ending yet. There are still some things to be worked out, but the changes are afoot here, and there is nothing that is going to stop it here. There are different things that come up from time to time to create some temporary delays, but they are just that, temporary delays. They are not going to hold it off. The ascension is going through. Nothing is going to stop that. You are going through this ascension process. And much of what you have been expecting for some time is about to begin to unfold. We cannot, of course, give an exact time frame, but we can tell you that there are many things that have been happening behind the scenes that are about to come forward. And you have begun to see the beginnings of this. You spoke in your discussion here earlier of dominoes and the first domino beginning to fall. And yes, that is somewhat true. There are more to come, but this is the beginning of this. And you're going to see, as James very eloquently put it, a reverberation effect that is going to happen here. It is already happening. And you're going to see this reverberation happen all the way down the line from the beginnings here as it is now to the next step and the next one and the next one. And pretty soon you're going to have announcements of various kinds. We are not going to say, of course, that it is going to be when it is going to be or whether it is 4th of July or 8th of July or August 15th or whatever it might be within your thinking process here, because it is not the thinking process that is creating this. It is the imagination process. It is the higher vibrational process that is creating all of this change here. And all of this is coming together, as we have said many times, being orchestrated to bring all of this about. So you are a part of this orchestration, and all that you see out there, and again, all of those things that are happening behind the scenes are part of this great orchestration. And it is all of the pieces of the puzzle coming together. But you know, when you do a puzzle and you have gone through many hundreds, maybe even thousands of pieces to put this puzzle together, and you are coming near to the end and putting the last pieces in, and how elated you feel, this is what is about to occur here. The elation from the last pieces of the puzzle coming together. You are coming close to this now. Do you have questions now for one who serves and the Shira who is standing by?
I have a question.
Yes.
As we grow and evolve consciously and move into like the fifth dimension and further, is it necessary for us to understand how and why things work, or is it just necessary to know that they do work and then make them work?
Very good question, and it is only necessary for that one who believes it is. If it is something that one is having difficulty with to come to understanding and it needs to have some sense of realization of what is occurring, then this one would need that at some level. But for those and anyone who is rising to and finding themselves in the higher vibrations, the higher you move up in vibrations, the less you will need to have an analytical side to things, because it will just become as it will be. And when you are in that being stage, then all of the things that have come into analytical understanding are no longer necessary. Does this make sense? And Ashir, do you have anything to add here to that?
No, I agree with you completely.
Very good.
That's wonderful. Thank
does this
you.
Answer your question?
Thank you. It certainly does.
Very good.
So relief.
Any other questions here? No other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Then we...
So this is Sue in Cottonwood.
Yes.
I have a question. This happened maybe about 4 or 5 nights ago, after I'd been meditating, and it was in the middle of the night. Heard a silent voice say to me, "Find 444 gate." Wondering if you have any kind of guidance or feedback about.
Sierra, would you like to address this?
You know what? I'm going to let you do this one.
Find 444 gate. That in particular is for you. It is meant for you as a code. It is a code and the deeper levels of your being. It would not make sense to anyone to share this because it has no sense to anyone outside of yourself. But at the deeper levels within you, it has a deep meaning. From where you come from the understandings that you bring into this earth incarnation here. And this code will be given you again. It will appear in your times to come, we will just say. And it will then have a more full meaning for you at that time and come together as an understanding that you came into this life to move toward, we would say.
I will add to this.
Yes, please.
So, what we would say to you in addition is that this is for you to feel your way through. It's not something, as we discussed earlier, that is analytical. It's not something you're going to understand through your mind. This is something you are going to feel through your heart. All right?
Okay.
Very good.
Much.
Any other questions here?
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Why were we given an analytical brain if we're not supposed to use it?
Always the analytical one, Joanna.
I mean, I'm just curious. Why were we given that?
You are using it. You are using it. It is your left brain versus the right brain, or in not so much versus, but coming together, the merging of the two. And the merging of the two brings a balance here. And the balance is what brings you into the higher vibrations. So in those higher vibrations, your left brain and right brain will work together in tandem. And in that respect, you will then move more fully into your imagination process and be able to create from the imagination. See? So the analytical side is necessary to a point, but by itself, and this is what the cabal basically has attempted to do to mankind, is keep you in that analytical left-brained side here. And they have attempted to hold back more and more the right-brain creative side of self. You see? Does this make sense to you?
We are talk heavy in other words.
Not understand the talk heavy here.
Top heavy meaning
top
that
heavy.
The left brain has been emphasized too much.
That is mostly correct, yes. Not for all, certainly. For you yourself, you are very much right brained as well. Your creative side has blossomed over the last several years here, as we find it. Your analytical side, your left brain side, has come more and more into a balanced state. And that is what they all are attempting to do, is to bring this balance together so that they can work in tandem, as we say. Ashir, anything to add here?
This is part of the evolution of mankind. Yes, The left brain has been made most important through the centuries, through the work of the cabal and through the work of just the humans. But as you've moved towards this time of evolution, you have had the influence of the various energies that have come into this planet. It is moving everyone more, as he said, into the state of balance. So it is time to be able to walk away from that in which we have seen of just the left brain's action in this world and move into that which is a balance between the two and move into more thoroughly that higher vibration of feeling.
Yes, and we would add here that the idea of seeing is believing has been mostly from the left brain analytical side, and this was what was attempted to bring about your sciences and make everything be proved by science, or it did not count, it did not exist. And this is changing now as we have given you believing is seeing, and this is more of the right brain activity. And the creative side coming forward in your imagination, as we say. So again, the two coming together is going to create a balance and a evolutionary step forward into these higher vibrations and moving into, therefore, the higher dimensional experiences. Are there any further questions here?
Is it okay to ask a personal question?
It certainly depends on what type of personal questions, but go for it and we will see.
I wonder if you could confirm or not. A couple years ago, I had a couple opportunities where I believe I met an ascended master in the physical body. I wonder if that is true.
That is a type of personal question we can give an answer to. And the answer to that is yes, you did have experience, and that experience is going to accentuate in the later times here as you move along, and you're going to have this particular experience again, and it will be more full, it will be more real to you at the time, and it will also, there will also be others who will be interacting with you as well. Anything to add here, Shira?
No, thank you.
Does this answer your question?
It does. Thank you very much.
Yes. Any further questions here? Then we are going to release channel. As Lady Nada said, there is going to be... Sananda will be here with you at this time next week for your call with Hollow Earth, and it is important because there is some special things that are coming and some announcements, yes, and there are going to be, it is going to be a rather full show, let us just put it that way, okay, keep it somewhat on the secretive side of things here, hint, hint. There are going to be some things coming, okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
I am Ashira. It is always a pleasure to be with all of you on these Sundays. I know that you come and you hang on every word, waiting to hear something that makes you feel like all of this is real. We do, indeed, each week tell you things. This week, it would seem that Lady Nada had a good message for you. We are here to be of assistance. We are here to be on call. If you need us, call us, and we are there. We are there for a hug. We are there to hold you if you cry, be with you if you laugh. We love the experiences with you. Yes, this coming call will be a lively one. We are looking forward to it. With all of our love and blessings, Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.